Can business influence peace? Should local businesses be included in a peace process? These are just some of the questions addressed by Dan Smith, Secretary General of International Alert, in the book Local Business, Local Peace.
A peace process is a long, broad and deep process, which is not simply about politicians getting together and signing a peace agreement. It's about creating a situation in which people feel secure, in which government is running well and honestly, in which the wounds of war have been healed or are healing, and in which there is the economic basis for a kind of good enough level of prosperity that you have strong foundations on which to build development in the coming years and decades. So one fundamental part of a peace process is getting the economy right. The only way that we really know how to get an economy right is with a strong private sector, which is functioning within a strong framework of regulation and law so that contracts are kept and rights are respected and so on. So it is absolutely fundamental to have the energies of the private sector harnessed in a peace process. Without that, you really don't have much of a chance of a successful peace process.
Are there particular things you want to get the private sector to do, or is it just about saying, well, come and chat to us anyway?
There's two things that one's really looking for from the private sector. The first one is what you could call good or perhaps conflict-sensitive business practice. That's to say, go out, buy things, make things, sell them, do commerce, do trade, make profit, but do this in a way which is sensitive to the fact that there has been a conflict in the country. So, for example, if there were issues of ethnic discrimination or racial discrimination or religious in the conflict, don't hire all people from one group. Do think about the fact that perhaps some countries you find one of the issues was the poor regions versus rich regions. So think about that it's a good idea. It's good for the country and it's good for trade and it's good for the economy. It's therefore good for profits. If you, as a business person, make a contribution by investing in some of the poorer areas of the country. Beyond that, though, there are things which the business community has shown itself able to do in various different situations, which it's motivated to do partly because people want peace, just like the rest of us, partly because peace is good for profits, and is able to do because as business leaders, they have a role in society as well as in their own companies. The classic example is South Africa, where business leaders were a very important and sustained force working for democratization and human rights in South Africa and for, in a sense, turning South Africa from the nightmare of apartheid into a normal country. And they were doing that partly out of moral conviction and partly because it was good for profit. And, you know, the trade sanctions and investment sanctions were beginning to hurt many South African business people. So one of the things which we've been able to do is to take people from, for example, Sri Lanka to South Africa, where business people from Sri Lanka then talk with their South African counterparts and start to see what the opportunities and the possibilities are, both for what they can do within their own business and what they can do as influential figures in the community.
And what have they been doing in Sri Lanka?
There's two or three major strands of the sort of work that business people have been doing there. One is a kind of business lobby for peace. When Colombo Airport was blown up in a major attack by the Tamil Tigers in 2001, it was perfectly clear that this was going to hit the tourist industry. If it's hitting the tourist industry, it's hitting all sorts of other components of the Sri Lankan economy. It was kind of a wake-up call for business. And they had public mobilizations, and they also sort of developed an idea of how a peaceful Sri Lanka would look in terms of its economy. At a much more local level, in terms of the chambers of commerce in different parts of the island, these chambers of commerce working together through something called the Business for Peace Initiative have actually created links that go across the divide between Sinhalese and Tamil, and also which include the Muslim businessmen as well. These links, as the situation in the country now deteriorates and it heads back towards civil war, these links are the few remaining intercommunal links and lines and channels of communication which exist. So they could play a part in preventing the country from sliding into the worst of war. And if that doesn't happen, if the war goes on, the war at a certain point will stop. And then those connections which have been made can be revived and will be revived. And then the private sector will be in a good position then to help make the push to peace quicker and more effective.
That's Dan Smith, Secretary General of International Alert.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.